The highest mountain in British Columbia was once a myth, but two amateur adventurers spotted the peak through their binoculars, set out to climb it, and prove naysayers wrong. Nearly 100 years later, another team of amateur mountaineers decided to retrace the couple's footsteps. The team is part of the Canadian Explorations Heritage Society. That's a mouthful, who we've had on the show before for their unique approach to adventure. Every possible detail is authentic to when the first expedition took place, their path, the same gear, with no help from modern technology. A modern camera did join them to document their latest homage to history. Today, Greg Ranson, the director behind the Mystery Mountain Project, is with us from Montreal, actually from Outremont, to share the behind the scenes of the documentary. Greg, can you tell us a bit about the story behind Mystery Mountain? How did you guys come across it in the power couple who discovered it?
So Brian Thompson, the guy who organized the expedition, he'd wanted to climb Mount Waddington for a long time, and he started researching it. He started talking to other mountaineers, and they said, you should look into this couple, Don and Phyllis Munday, who climbed it in the 1920s. And he started looking into it. He realized that these guys were a couple of real badasses. they had made their own equipment. They had made their own maps. They even built their own boat to get to the mountain. They're incredibly tough people.
The adventure to eventually find Waddington had lots of obstacles, Greg. In your film, author Rob Wood tells the audience, it's unlikely for anyone to succeed in replicating what the Mundays did. So first off, what makes the undertaking still to this day so challenging?
So the Mundays reached the mountain by hiking through the Hamathco Valley, which is about 50 kilometers long, and the terrain in the valley is just incredibly difficult. On the one side you have this river, and on the and then you're squeezed between the river and the mountains that surround the valley, and you often find yourself hiking along these incredibly steep hills that are littered with giant boulders and giant fallen trees, and it goes on like this for miles, and it's incredibly difficult to get through. You can't do it quickly. I felt like a small animal just scampering under rocks and climbing over these giant tree trunks.
And how did your expedition team plan for some of those challenges, like those giant rocks and tree trunks, considering the mission to accomplish it without any modern gear? Can you tell us a bit about the research that went into making the 2018 expedition as close to the original 1926 trip as possible?
Well, Brian went into a couple of archives. There's an archive at the North Vancouver Museum and Archive, and it's actually got the Monday shopping lists for their expedition.
Oh, wow.
You can actually look at their shopping list, see what they bought, all their food supplies, really right down to, like, you know, a box of cream of wheat that they brought along with them.
There were... go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Greg. Continue, please.
Sorry. And the Royal BC Museum has photo archives from their expedition, so you can actually see the tents that they build themselves, the packs, and that way we were able to build our own packs modeled on these photographs.
No doubt, Greg, there were also challenges when it came to filming the experience. Tell us a little bit about how you adapted as a filmmaker.
I think the biggest challenge just from the beginning was, like, it's a digital camera. Like, where am I going to recharge the batteries in the wilderness? I thought about using solar power, but then I looked at the weather forecast, and it was going to be like a solid month of rain. I thought about a portable turbine, but that wouldn't have been practical. Someone suggested that I bring along a diesel generator, but obviously that's not realistic, you know, when you're hiking in the woods.
Yeah, right.
In the end, I borrowed some industrial batteries, which worked really well, but it was an extra 25 pounds that I had to carry on my back.
What was the most challenging part of the expedition for the Mundays, and then for your team as well, Greg? How would you actually compare the two expeditions? They both sound like they're fairly much grueling.
They were both pretty grueling, but in slightly different ways. So, I mean, the Mundays, the whole area for them was really a blank spot on the map. They were exploring it as they went along, and through a lot of trial and error. I mean, they first tried to get up through the valley in a canoe, and that they realized after a couple of days this just isn't going to work. The current is too strong, and so they'd be hiking through the valley. They'd end up in dead ends. I think they just really through trial and error is very difficult. For us, the challenge was slightly different. The area had been, so the valley had been logged in the 1970s, and the forest had regrown, but the regrown forest was much, much thicker and denser, and so that made it actually a lot more difficult for us. But one thing which was easier for us was that the logging company had left behind bridges over the rivers in the valley. So as long as we could find the bridges, we could get across the rivers.
And so what do you guys learn? What do you guys learn from the experience? Obviously, you know, most of us who go out in the mountains know that they have something great to teach us. And you guys undertook something that was incredibly challenging. What did you come away from the experience with?
What I came away from the experience with was, I suppose, a greater sense of my own limitations, but also potentials. I realized that, I mean, I was in good shape before I went on the expedition, but I realized I hadn't trained nearly enough for this type of expedition. One of the other expedition members had trained with a heavy pack and was climbing hills for months before he went, and you could just tell that he was dealing with the stresses of the expedition much, much better than the others. I realized that training was really key.
What's next for the Mystery Mountain Project, Greg? We've heard there may be a second attempt this year.
So, yeah, Brian is planning a return to the Homathko Valley this summer to pick off where we left off. What he has in mind is to helicopter into the mountains, so we avoid the valley completely, and then go from there and climb Mount Waddington, but using, you know, the same vintage gear and equipment.
I was meaning to ask, Greg, the vintage equipment, what is it like? I mean, anytime you see pictures of the early mountaineers in the Rockies or coast, things look relatively uncomfortable, pretty woolly, pretty wet, pretty heavy. Were you surprised at all by, in fact, how well some of these more antiquated materials and equipment actually performed?
There definitely are surprises when you're dealing with this antiquated equipment. I should say that I was wearing modern equipment.
Because you were the film guy.
Because I was the film guy.
Gotcha,
And I just, I couldn't allow myself to be that uncomfortable.
No, you had the job to do. That's right. Everybody else is actors. What did everybody else have to say about how the equipment worked?
Well, you know, we had these homemade packs that are made from simple wooden frames. And cotton fabric, and on the first day they fell apart under the stresses.
Oh.
but they were able to repair them on the second day. They brought along repair materials. You couldn't really do that with modern gear.
It's true.
And Greg, so if our listeners want to watch the documentary or find out more, how can they find out about the Mystery Mountain Project and your expedition?
So the Mystery Mountain Project is on Amazon Prime right now. So you just go to Amazon Prime and type in the Mystery Mountain Project. It'll take you to the film. You can watch the film and watch the trailer. And if you want to know more about the expedition itself, you can go to the website of the Canadian Explorations Heritage Foundation. And that's on the Canadian Explorations Heritage Society. And it's called CEHS. And you can find it on the web. And it's got lots of background and lots of history and photographs about the Mondays.
Very cool project, Greg. Thanks a ton for taking a little bit of time. I guess it's almost lunchtime in Montreal, so we'll let you get down to the bagel place.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Greg. We have been speaking with documentary filmmaker Greg Granston about the Mystery Mountain Project. They've done some big adventures here in the Kootenays, and their latest expedition had its sights on Mount Waddington. The Canadian Expedition Heritage Society sets out to recreate historic expeditions in an authentic approach. That's the CEHS. Very interesting stuff. Makes you feel like, you're far less adventurous than they were back in the real days, in the old days.
Absolutely.
Really something.
Yeah.